Good morning. We continue with our study of the world of friendship, the Olam HaYedidus of Rav Shlomo Volbe. The series now moves forward to discuss Rav Volbe's understanding of faith. And of course, when he spoke to a group in Tel Aviv, the question came up as to what is faith and what's religious faith. So Rav Volbe was quick to point out that faith is not supposed to be orthodox. And he begins By citing a pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Vayah emunah sitecha chos in Yeshua slach masvadas," that the faith of your time will be one that is chos in Yeshua slach masvadas. And the Gemara uses this in to teach us that this is a reference to the six different areas of Mishnayos, in which case emunas or faith or trust, as we've discussed in other series, is a reference to Seder Zrayim. And the Gemara explains, when a person is involved, Shema min bechayav shel olam vizorea, it means that he understands the nature and he trusts in the nature of the world, and therefore the individual plants. And so what happens as a result of the individual's trust in planting, it leads the individual to go ahead and engage in life. I expect the world and Mother Nature to run in a certain direction. I wind up going ahead and taking the chance and buying seed. Now, you want to tell me that the guy who goes ahead and plants thinks the entire time that he is a big mammon? Most farmers don't really necessarily believe that they believe in God per se because they plant. And yet here's a Gemara specifically pointing that out. In fact, Rav Volbe goes on to explain that there are two different individuals who might not necessarily be first and foremost on your list of faith-based leaders. One is the farmer. He has faith when he entrusts, when he plants. The other he calls the salesman, the seller, the businessman, who also goes ahead and doesn't cheat his customers, because he understands that in order for a person to function, there has to be a better system of economics where there's a certain trust within the system. But does that mean that their faith is a religious faith, or that they have to be religious to have that faith? And remember, he's speaking to a group that was not necessarily identifiably religious at that point in time. They just wanted to know more. This is between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. And so Rav Volbe responds and he extends his idea. He says, most of the time when we go in and deal with our world, the people of the world from the time of birth are always placing their trust in other people. A baby has this instinctually. A baby instinctively trusts the mommy, right? As they go up, they trust the father to raise them together with the mommy. And when they go to school, they are dependent on a teacher. Even when we go ahead and engage in leisure, the best leisure activities are the ones that we have friends who help us engage in. To be quite honest, that is one of the great challenges we're going through right now through the COVID system. Our children are being deprived of this regular opportunity to go ahead and pick up those social skills, which are so essential in terms of being able to function in life. And we are suffering as adults, which is why we're watching such a nastiness in the world at large. There's no opportunity for social continuity. In fact, Rav Volbe goes along and he explains that when a person gets ill, they trust the doctors. When a person goes to the store, he trusts the person behind the counter and the scales that he uses to measure out the prices. When we go on to a larger scale, we live in a democracy, we trust the politicians to engage and be involved in our interests, and thus we elect them. When we have a government, we trust that they will engage in diplomatism and diplomatic activity that will be to the benefit of our country and our nation. So we see that there is a certain basic trust that exists within life, but it can only be a trust that we place in the people who understand the system. We don't place a trust in a machine. And this, he says, this type of trust is no different than that trust of the farmer. The farmer with whom we spoke about before believes in the nature which allows his crops to grow. With the trust that we place in all these other people throughout our lives, also, we place that trust in them to allow our lives to grow, no matter how complex they are. There is a certain sense of innate trust and a trusting nature that exists within mankind, which allows us to continue to function in a society. So Ravolbi adds, he says, look, scientists can explain nature, but the farmer doesn't care to bother to be involved in the intricate explanations. What the farmer knows is that he can sense his nature and he can trust the nature. Political scientists can explain political nature and the way people function, but they can't go ahead and create it. Now, the world is not always a clear place. And it doesn't always follow the exact system as it's supposed to be prescribed. That is just the nature of a world, right? And it's not always clear. This helps other people explain that the word olam, comes from the word helem, which is to say certain things are hidden from us. Sometimes it happens that there are certain things that happen that are changing. But one thing goes without saying, and what is that? We understand that the concept of faith is based on a principle that goes well beyond just the idea of religion. There is a certain situation whereby people act based on their trust and based on their faith in the world. But, says Ravolbi, there's no life if there is no trust. And so, therefore, a person who believes in nature, and today we talk about nature, all those who are involved in a world believe by nature, in nature. And that nature has a creator, and we'll go ahead and figure out what we do as a result. But to answer that first piece, and with this we'll close for the day, Ravolbi tells us, when we talk about emunah, when we talk about faith and trust, it's not necessarily connected to a religious ceremony that we engage in. It's a build, that religious ceremony may be a build that happens as a result of that which we think about. But take first the opportunity to look at life differently and realize where your trust is. It may shape the way that you and I go ahead and continue to think about our world at large. Do so, and we'll have a great day. Have a great day.